of our topics in terms of Hilchos Tefillah proper is Birchas HaTorah. So Birchas HaTorah is a good place to start for multiple reasons. First of all, Torah is always a good thing to start with. But it's also important because, according to some, Birchas HaTorah is actually a bracha deraisa. There's a Gemara in the third parak of Brachas. So the Gemara says, "Binayin that you recite Birchas HaTorah, Kishem Hashemek, Rav HaGadolakenu." When Meshameinu calls out the words of Parshas Hazinu, so Rav HaGadolakenu, he commands Klai, so you have to be Magal, you have to be Meshabech, you have to be Mevarach the Shem Hashem, before you actually say the words of Torah. So there's a Machlekes, and we showed him, did the Gemara mean that literally? It's Mamsha Din Deraisa. That's how the Ramban took it. The Ramban, the Sefer Chinuch took it to me, that's Mamsha, real Drasha Deraisa. And the Rambam said it was only an Asmachta. The Rambam held that the only bracha deraisa according to the Rambam is Birchas HaMazon. Anything else is only mid the Rambam, including Birchas HaTorah. There is a Yerushalmi that says a split between the two. The Yerushalmi says that when you have Talmud Torah shall rabim, so that's a deraisa, because that's like Mashiach. The man of Birchas HaTorah exists in a Torah, but that doesn't mean if I'm sitting and learning the Fiyomi by myself at 6 in the morning, that's only a Birchas HaTorah derabbanan. But if it's a Talmud Torah shel Rabim, that would be a deraisa. So again, the Bavli doesn't mention that chila. That's what the Yerushalmi says. That's why according to the Yerushalmi, when we make brachas and shul by aliyahs, that's a real deraisa. We pasuk in Malacha, either Birchas HaTorah is deraisa derabbanan, either yeah, either no, but there's no difference in Yochanan and Tzibur. So we made Birchas HaTorah when we woke up. Before davening, we say Birchas HaTorah. So when I get an Aliyah, that Birchas HaTorah is a Feshua on the Midir Rabbanim. Why were they misakin it? Altz Chavir HaTorah. That was a special Tekorah Tzucham Altz Chavir HaTorah. But according to the Rishalmi, the Bracha is really very significant, because the Bracha Birchas HaTorah, when you get an Aliyah, that's the Diraisa of Birchas HaTorah. The Bracha that you made in the morning was only a Midir Rabbanim. There were some poskim of Ma'irer that, according to the Rishalmi, there would be a problem with the following situation. Let's say a person wants to stop at Sibu, wants to take out a Sefer Torah in lane. Not because of a chuyuf to lane. Some they want to take out for some interesting reason. They want to take out a Sefer Torah, start the lane together, 100 people together, it's a Tzibur laning. Is there anything wrong with that? So what's wrong with that? It could be a problem. So the Netziv and others of Ma'irer that, according to the Rishalmi, could be a problem. Because according to the Netziv, once you take out a Sefer Torah to lane as a Tzibur, then with the Raisa, you become, that's Kishem Shemekra. So you would be mechuyev to make a Birchas HaTorah on that. But we wouldn't be comfortable telling you to make a Birchas HaTorah, because we hold, like, we're choshesh, maybe the Bavli's right. We don't know what they did. Maybe the Bavli's right. If the Bavli's right, so there, you were yaitz a Birchas HaTorah ready in the morning. The only justification of reciting a Birchas HaTorah when you get an Aliyah is out the Takonis of Kavod HaTorah, it's Kriyas HaTorah. According to the Bavli, you can't just volunteer to say a Birchas HaTorah just like that. You have to have a real formal mechayev to recite the Birchas HaTorah. So according to the Rishalmi, the Mechayev is deraisa. So you have to recite Birchas HaTorah. You can't lay without it. Laying without a Birchas HaTorah is a bitl mitzvah deraisa Birchas HaTorah. Whereas according to the Bavli, it would be a bracha lebatola. So that's what there are some who said they don't like this practice of taking out Sefer Torah and stop laying. Whoever takes out Sefer Torah to lay. So there used to be a practice, I haven't seen it in America, but there used to be a practice in Europe that drawing Hachnas Sefer Torahs, so they would bring the Sefer Torah and wash it into, dance it into shul, and then they would open up the Sefer Torah and lay in the end of the Zayis HaBracha. They would lay in the last few psukim of Zayis HaBracha as part of the ceremony of Achnas Sefer Torah. Anyone ever see that? So I think in Europe that was a practice in some places. So in America that got lost. So some place came out a pickbook on that practice. They thought the practice wasn't right because we're putting yourself into the Machlekes, the Bavli, and the Yerushalmi. It's interesting because the Hachnas, the concept of us, like, what do you do in Hachnas Sefer Torah? It's one of the strangest things. There's no Seder. There's no way to say anywhere in any official Sefer, what are you supposed to do? And like, which Tehillim do you say? Look up in the Seder for, look up the articles to the Seder Hachnas Sefer Torah. It doesn't exist. There's no such thing. Everyone does whatever they want. Some people like to sing Kibbutz Yom Tov Tesera. Some people like to sing Shemal, Sel Dovim Mizpah. He can sing whatever he wants. It's Chaimi. There's mamish no Seder. I remember we had a couple of Hachlasi Matarahs of the years in Ashul. So I remember one of the earlier ones. So I asked one of the Rabbanim in town, what's the minig? Is there a minig in Burton County? He said, there's no minig. We do what we want to do. Yadim every show just picks and chooses. So we picked and choose also. So that's the minig in our Torah. I forgot what we do. Whatever B'nai Shurim did, we did. I think I just copied what they did. There is no say that part. But in Europe, they used to be, they used to mamish late. So the Mishtabura doesn't seem too concerned with this problem. Some Achvarim had this issue, you can't just take out a Sefer Torah lane, else the Yishalmi. It's the Mishtabura Duchas Pesach that does sanction the practice of taking out a Sefer Torah without making brachas. There used to be a practice also during the first 12 days of Nisan. There was a practice in Europe that they used to lay the Nasi. After davening was over, they would take out something without a bracha, and they would lay the Nasi that day. Anyone ever see that? I saw that.
I see it in the back of art school.
In the back of art school. I saw that. In my high school, they used to do that. Where they picked it up from, I have no idea. But when I was in high school, they used to do that. But I've never seen it since the last 40 years plus. I've never seen it in any other place. But that's a throwback from the Minhagim in Europe. So the Mishnah Berurah called such a practice. So the Mishnah Berurah didn't seem to be overly concerned about taking out a Sefer Torah and stam laning for no reason. It's interesting that there is one time a year where we have to do take out a Sefer Torah, and it's not really halachically justified in the sense of being a Chavis Kirsa Torah, and we make brachas. Anyone know what that is? Sefer Torah night. Sefer Torah night. We can't put our hands on it. Where it doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch. It's a much, much, much later minhag. Somehow, the Kavanah Torah, we do it. The fact that we lay on Simchas Torah 15 times and we give every single person under the sun aliyahs, so that's okay, because the Mishnah says in Megillah that on Shabbos you're allowed to add on more aliyahs, Masifin, and there's Machlekes and Mishayim, and that, of course, applies to Yom Tov also. So regular Yom Tov, we don't like to make Osafos on regular Yom Tov. Some Mishnah say you shouldn't, but Ikra did, we hold you can make Osafos on Yom Tov also. So the fact that we make 400 Osafos on Simchas Torah, that's okay. That's in the daytime, because there's a Chavis Kriyas Hayom, the Mishnah says you have to lay down Yom Tov. But at night, we make it. So why do we lay at night? Some Minig Yisrael, some late at night. We don't really understand exactly. I don't even think it's a universal. I think the Yekis, they don't, if I'm not mistaken. When I used to be the Roman Parabas, so we had a lot of Yekis and Minhagim. I think that we, I'm trying to remember, I think we didn't lay at night. I think they took out Sefer Torah, they danced, and they brought it back in. I don't think they had the Minig late at night. But most places late at night. I remember that's when we started our shul. So we had to be commanded the Minig whether you lay 3 aliyahs or 5 aliyahs. So if you look in the article, they'll tell you, Yesh Kilos, they lay 3 ish, they say 5. I think most shuls lay 5, so I said, let's only lay 3. I said, I can't even understand why the first 3 are brachas of Matalas. We had another 2 more. So we, you know, somehow we stuck to the 3. So I had Chalisha Das, and the lady here, so the Gaboyim are angry at me every year because we auctioned off the aliyahs. So every year we're losing to. Lose a couple $100 every year, so maybe next year we'll go back to the 5. I don't know. Josh can hack me to go move it up to 5, maybe 7. I don't know, make $1 for the show. Okay. Anyway, so the bottom line is that Kriyas Torah, maybe the rice made up on it, maybe the shalom. We're not exactly sure. So my left can meet him. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes for the Shagas Aryeh. We're talking about what's the name of a suffix. A guy doesn't remember what he said Kriyas Torah. So what should he do? So if you hold it, it's only Dirabonin. It's not worth it. So if Dirabonin Lakula, but you don't, it's Deraisa. So then you have to say it over again. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes a Pshara. He says that if you're not sure what he said, Birchas Torah, say one of the brachas. We'll talk soon about why we say 2-3 brachas. Harav Nar, Asher Brachas. There's so many different brachas that we say. But with Deraisa, you only need 15 different brachas. With Deraisa is one. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Shagasai that if you're not sure whether you said Birchas Torah, so say Asher Brachas. That's it. Now don't be Marbe, don't be Maisib with brachas, Chash the Brachas of Matala. You should say Chach one. One could think of another Eitzah. Let's say if you haven't davened yet and you're not sure whether you say Birchas Torah, so you can be Yaitzah Dava Rabba. We'll talk about that in the upcoming weeks, about for a guy who doesn't say Birchas Torah, but he says Ava Rabba, so there may be certain ways that you can be Yaitzah Birchas Torah with Ava Rabba. So that question, what do you do when you have a Sofi of Birchas Torah, ultimately revolves around this question. If you take Birchas Torah as being a Deraisa, then you would have to repeat it. If you say it's not a Derabonin, then you wouldn't. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if you don't have the option of Ava Rabba, it's another Eitzah, so at least say one bracha. And the bracha you should pick should be Asher Bracha Bana. We'll see later on why that bracha is the mile over the other two. So for the show, next week. Thanks for the last minute to change. Okay. What's the